like 3 o'clock.
Wow. The Knights of the Round Table.
I gotta be honest, man. I love Frank Sinatra.
Who doesn't?
He's absolutely...
What a way.
Him all the time at work.
What a way to start off a podcast, huh?
He's a very inspiring person.
Wasn't he the one that did... No, that was Jimmy Durante who did Frosty this
time. I don't know.
Anyway, that's besides the point. Let's get right into it. Let's get right into it. This is our first podcast, and we're actually going to call it number zero. Makes zero sense, but we're going to roll with it. This is podcast number zero. Just pretty much going to get it out there. Just let everybody know like who we are, what we do, but not too much information, especially because one of these guys here has a lot of women out there that might try and take our assets if we ever gain any. And yes, that's you. Oh. So today is Sunday, March 4th. It's about 3 p.m. We should be doing something productive, but we are not. So we decided, you know what, let's put our heads together. Let's make it productive and just see where life goes. So once again, my name's Clarky. It's given to me by these four degenerates. Three degenerates, I can't count. So that goes to show how good I am at things. So I'm going to pass it over to Spaghetti.
Spaghetti Joe.
Real good friend of mine. Known him for a good 10 minutes, and
maybe a month,
but you know, days. We've already touched tips and we're going from there. So go ahead, tell us a little
bit. Sword tips.
Well, you know, didn't really make it in school.
Who didn't?
Failed too much, you know, too much booze, bodying, titties. The titties really got me. That's what really got me. Became a
cokehead?
Yeah, I became addicted to the titties, and next thing you know, I'm here on a Sunday with three degenerates.
Sure, it's not four.
I'm just kind of just, you know.
Nice.
I'm just trying to make it to the next day to see some more tits. So.
Yeah. Along for the ride, huh?
Like I said, dude, variety is the spice of life. I live by that. That's my creed.
I envy that.
And
we all should.
Pass the rock over to my buddy over here, McTron,
aka
Toothless.
Toothless.
Aka Johnny B. I am Toothless.
That's true.
I got hit playing basketball by my own teammate, elbowed, pushed my tooth in from the top, blood all over the place.
It's gross.
Doctor tried to push it back in.
AIDS?
It was awful.
I hate when they try to push it back in.
Oh,
I gotta admit, that was a fantastic story. So let's keep passing it on to
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Breezy.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Thank you, buddy.
Nickname's Breezy. Last name's too hard to pronounce, so I guess that's where it comes from. New York guy, you know. Got a bunch of friends here. They're right here, actually.
Four of them.
Yeah, so real quick, a little bit about me. 22, living the dream. M still in school. The booze and the partying hasn't got to me yet. Yeah. But so basically, the podcast is going to revolve around everything and anything. Just a couple guys being dudes talking about stuff.
So let me just bring something
up. Go ahead,
Real quick. I love the dudes because we are dudes with dicks, which was originally going to be one of the names, but we decided to not make it so vulgar. We'll just talk about dicks.
Rigorous vetting process.
So my question is, if you are very thirsty and you leave your wallet in the car and you go around to every friend that you fucking have and ask them for a dollar that they willingly have in their pocket, you had it. It, not only that, you don't even need dollars anymore with fucking vending machines with the little swipers that they have on there that you could just swipe your cards left and right.
You could have just went to the bubbler.
No, because I didn't want bubbler. I didn't want it. I wanted a Gatorade, and they...
All that sugar.
Too much sugar.
Says the kid that can't fucking pass his PT test.
FYI for the viewers out there, we are all current military. Just throwing that out there. So hopefully we get some veteran listeners.
Hey, could you pass your PT test this week?
No, I couldn't. But see, mine's not on record. Yours is. That's besides the point. Would you give your friend that dollar?
Tweet at us.
Tweet.
Let us know.
I don't have a Twitter account, so.
Mind you, I was saving that $2 for me because if I was in your position and I needed a drink, I wanted to pay for it with my own.
With his own money.
You
know that makes mean? More sense.
So now you put me in a spot where I can't fend for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Poor kid's dying at the IV.
I think that's a little, you know, extravagant. And the reason I say that is because if you got to that situation, by that time, I have already retrieved my wallet back from my truck.
So you've gone outside.
So I would, well, because you're talking about later.
This is
because you weren't thirsty.
I'm talking a lot of words right now.
Yeah, this is a hell of a sidebar.
About 60 a minute.
Okay.
I'm spitballing here.
Yeah.
In like 10 to 12 minutes of talking at this rate, I could be just as dehydrated as you were in 20 minutes.
Okay, but it took us about 20 minutes to get to where we are now. By that time, I would have gotten my wallet out of my truck, been able to provide the favor back to you, and then it just really builds the relationship.
Camaraderie?
Wow.
Well, I couldn't think of that stupid.
How about we tell them where we got the name from?
What? Oh, the round table. So,
The round table.
The knights.
We're not in a castle. We're not at a round table. Yeah, we're in the back of a room at a square table, rectangle.
Essentially, essentially what we want to do is just kind of get ourselves out there, kind of see if we can
test the waters.
Test the waters. You always have to start small. You know, even Rome wasn't built in a day, so you know. Yeah.
All right, Caesar.
You like right, that,
Caesar?
You like that?
Wow.
Yeah, pull out your dick.
Two
I know. That was a good one. So you know, eventually, hopefully, once you get to about, you know, maybe a year into this, we, you know, have more things to go by, more money to provide each other with drinks
better
when you
quality.
Get thirsty.
Better quality.
Oh, wow.
By chance, but maybe, who knows?
Get some better quality. We get our topics all, you know, all sorted out. We talk about everything from environment to politics to sports, right on back to running, working out. I don't know.
To push.
Running. Something I hate.
Definitely. Like running we did today.
I hate running. Ran 4 miles this morning.
So, well, Spaghetti said pussy, then you said I hate
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about girls. No,
pussy. Not girls.
Yeah, yeah, girls, yeah, women.
Yeah. And dudes.
Yeah, I guess dudes. I guess, we're talking
variety.
About dudes.
What did I say, guys?
Variety is the spice of life.
Spice of life.
Yeah, basically, we're going to put a bio up. We put our Instagram handles in there. You get to know us. We get to know you. And
eventually, I think we're gonna have to start like recording, so that way you can put a voice to the face.
Voice to the face. Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Every great podcaster has a video recording. Also, how do you not
live shoots?
People want to see a face, but at the same time, people also love the mysteriousness behind it. So I say we wait a little while before we start recording.
We're all ugly as fuck.
Everyone, hey, how about you guys put your Instagrams on private for a little bit? Keep them guessing. Keep them guessing.
True. That is very true. We should put it on private.
Yeah.
Instagram's on private.
We also don't want him to see Sean's tooth, or what would have been a tooth.
My gap.
His gap.
Yeah. So, like we said before, is we're going to try and make the second podcast find out how many things we can actually fit in that gap.
Right now, we're roughly thinking about an hour time frame, and then we're going to do about, you know, 10 minutes intro, or, you know, 5 minute intro, 5 minute ending. And we'll do a, you know, like a friend of the week or something. You guys can submit. We'll give you shouts out. You know, a couple shouts out to the boys or girls. Got a couple female listeners, right?
Yeah.
We already know we got a fan base.
I hope
Episode
so.
Episode zero, and we already got a fan base, huh?
Yeah. Who?
Everyone. Oh. I shared it on my Facebook already.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a ton of friends.
No
I'm famous
way.
Back home. Yeah, man.
No way. You put this on Facebook already?
Absolutely, yeah, already.
Fantastic. Yeah.
By the time these guys are listening to it, it's
going to be blown up. Number one on Apple Podcasts, number one on Anchor. We're all there.
Jesus.
Wow. I'm stoked.
Every podcast you can get to, you know.
We're going to try and put something together that we go to this this
establishment.
Spot establishment.
That's a good word.
Every that you know includes alcohol and dancing and nude and
titties.
Okay.
Titties.
Well, how about we let Cozy Joe let Cozy Joe do all the vulgarness? How about that?
Yeah.
Every time we got something vulgar, Cozy Joe's gonna come out of the corner swinging right hook haymaker, just like Cyborg last night.
He doesn't even say anything. He just when he does it just pussy. Scratching his neck, sitting in there in the corner.
Man.
Freaking everybody out. But we are gonna be trying to do a little podcast within the what kind of club is it?
It's a titty club. It's
there you go. Yeah, yeah. See, we got him for that.
Titty club.
They do show. They show butthole sometimes.
They do show butthole.
You gotta pay for that though.
Yeah, a couple bucks.
Hey, listen.
You know, sometimes the buttholes lure you in. Though.
Sometimes, yeah, listen.
It's the greasy ones that really get me.
Greasy.
My good friend.
Being glittery.
Oh, good friend of mine. I'm sitting across the table from you right now. Once told me, a baffling question. I still ask myself every day. That these females, women, girls,
dancers.
What do we call them? But
dancers. Performers.
Titty dancers. All right. They, those
exotic dancers.
Yeah, they'll show you their butthole for a dollar bill, but they won't even tell you their real name.
What does that tell you?
What is that? What
think
is that about,
deep,
man?
Think deep.
What, that's like people.
What does that tell you?
That's worse than the people that think the world is flat. Really?
Kyrie.
Flat earthers.
We don't need a name. We just need a name for each of their titties.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. All right. I can barely remember the one name though. Now you got two per individual.
Yeah,
I can't keep up.
If they're nice set of jugs, you won't forget them.
Wow. Are you gonna name the pussy too?
I think titties are easy to name
pussy
because
I think
because
you
can.
I respect women.
Sidebar.
You can name them like something like a duo like Mandy and Candy.
Ooh. Or like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, Maybe. Bonnie and Clyde.
That's a guy though. Isn't one of them a guy?
Yeah.
Mary,
Mustang and Sally.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
Oh,
let's go.
Chloe and Kim.
What?
Wow.
And if they got another one, you call it Courtney. Oh man.
So I hope you enjoyed this little blurt on that we decided to.
One question too, right?
One question.
Yeah. Question being, do you think that there's other life outside of Earth?
Absolutely, I do. And if you
You're
don't,
a fucking idiot,
are you fucking serious?
I believe 100%. There's aliens, dude. You don't think so?
I'm a believer. Trust me.
Oh, you're a believer.
And a believer.
Okay, so he's both.
I'm a believer and a believer. I'm not afraid to it.
You guys remember that back in what 2012, 2013? Cut for Bieber. There was these teenage girls, 13, 14, 15. The teenagers, you know, like I said, they were cutting their wrists for Justin Bieber. You guys heard that?
That's sick.
That is.
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, look into it, man. It's shit's wild.
That is absolutely
scary.
Fucking disgusting.
Think about what.
I was actually one of those.
Why?
Okay.
Prove it.
Let me see the scars. Oh man.
So that's gonna be what we're gonna start off next time.
Hey, did we
with.
Go over the rules?
There's no rules.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
Really can't have rules.
No, that was the point of that.
There we go. The rules have been established. That
there are no rules.
And the other rule, though, maybe there is another one, is don't break the one rule that we set.
Oh my God, that's Fight Club.
Yeah.
Shout out Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Great guy.
You make it really easy for him.
Yeah.
We sit here, we talk. You sit there and you listen.
Top five man crushes,
send
real
out,
quick.
Send out
top
questions.
Five. No, okay, wow. Okay. No, let's do this real quick. I'll even start
top
just
three.
To make who, if you were gay, who would be the one celebrity you'd sleep
Ashton
with?
Ashton Kutcher.
That was quick. I love it.
Wow.
I love it. Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You ever seen The Guardian?
What about Paul?
True.
What about John Stamos?
Ooh, Paul
John
Walker.
Stamos.
Yes.
Seriously.
Keanu Reeves.
You're going Paulie?
Yeah, John Wick, Paul, baby.
Wow. Wow. I love it. Paul Walker.
That's a good one. R.I.P.
Wow.
Fast and Furious, my favorite movies ever.
You know who I was thinking? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oof.
He is big, and I think that's what I like, because he could really take charge of the situation.
Oh, no.
But would also buy you dinner afterwards, because he's a gentleman. And
well,
I think he's loaded.
He is loaded.
He actually might buy you dinner before.
He might, maybe before and dessert afterwards.
This is getting
I'll
weird.
Probably be working, yeah, I'll probably be working.
This is getting weird. See, like, we all chose men that were a little bit smaller than us, and you chose a guy, like, four times the size of you.
I like to be comforted. You guys can't tell me.
He's Little Spoon material.
Okay, let me just say, you guys have never wanted your girlfriend to just spoon
I've
you.
I've been Little Spoon before.
Thank you.
I don't like sleeping
that's
with, like...
That's physically impossible for you.
Yeah, you fucking giant.
I don't like sharing my bed.
Really?
I'm not a bed sharer.
Well, it's because you have a twin. Nobody else fits in.
Negative. I have a full. So
you're still in the doghouse.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to be in the doghouse when they hear about we're switching to men.
But I'm surprised that you picked the dog. I figured he was like a Paul Rudd
guy. Paul Rudd. You know, he's funny. He's
John
funny.
John Stamos, man.
Yeah, like a little, you know?
What was his thing in Full House? What was his thing in Full House? No Mercy?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's not going to give me any mercy.
Not no mercy.
So you picked a crazy
guys,
guy.
We got a little, dude. All right, we got weird. We got weird, guys. We got to refrain. We got weird real fast.
But it's easy. Yeah. Easy conversation.
Easy conversation. We flow.
As weird as it is that we are talking about dudes banging us.
I said man crush, not I'm on a guy to bang.
I said.
Yeah, you did. You said dinner date and get railed.
No.
Joey, what did he... Hey, be vulgar real quick. Be vulgar. Tell him what he wants to rock the
poundage.
Yeah, you want to go fucking out to dinner after getting pounded. You want your fucking pink sock out.
Oh, my God. The pink sock.
I don't want it out, but if it falls out, it falls out.
What? Hey, in that, has anyone been in that situation with a girl though? What do you do? You push it back?
Do you push? Dude, that's a good question. Do you push it back?
I don't think. I think medically, I think they die. I'm pretty sure.
No, they don't. I've seen it. No, they don't.
Oh, I thought you cut it off. You cut it off.
Like you're packing like a bullet wound with gauze.
Yo, I think you're supposed to put like a rubber band around it until it just falls off.
No.
What? It's not a belly button.
You fucking need that.
Yeah, you need. That's like intestinal.
Yeah, it's like small intestine.
Dude, they're putting other people's hearts in other people. I'm pretty sure someone could go without the butthole lining or whatever. The sphincter.
It's not a butthole. Yeah, it's something deep inside.
It's something fucking
honestly,
gross.
If it happens to you, good for you because that means you're packing something special.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You know how many drugs you could smuggle across the border without that thing restricting you anymore?
Wow.
What
border?
Are
you talking Mexican border or Canadian border?
Canadian.
Because we're obviously patriots from America.
Canadian, man. They need some fucking crime up there, if you ask me. Them guys are
Trailer Park
life.
Boys.
Yeah.
They got that, right?
Yeah, those guys are fucking brutal.
Love them.
Bubbles.
Hey, R.I.P. Leahy.
R.I.P. The greatest dream.
Actually, was never did, you guys, was a real did you guys? I'm pretty sure you did. Did you guys hear about Rick Ross? Do you know he's in the hospital right now?
Really?
He's supposed to be. They're saying he's dying.
No. Like, well, he is like 500 pounds overweight.
No, he's not.
I like pears. That's right.
He lost it. I was looking at it last night that he ended up going to the hospital in Miami.
He's also been. I think he's been. He has a lot of shootouts too. He's been shot at like multiple times.
He got shot though.
I don't know. If he got shot. I don't know. He got shot.
Do you think he's in the hospital for his pink sock?
Mm.
A little Segway Sally right there, you know.
That is. That would be disappointing.
Yeah. Disappointing. Definitely.
Rick Ross ends up turning into Dick Ross.
Maybe.
He's out there getting piped.
Oh man.
He's not. He's not shooting Glocks. He's taking cocks.
Oh man.
Well, I think the sound test is going pretty damn good. We're flowing nicely. The boys are back at it.
Yeah.
You know, you always got to start off slow. It's, you know, testing the waters. No sharks so far.
We'll listen. What we'll do is we'll listen to this and we'll see where we go. What we're gonna.
I say
critique.
We just send it.
What? No.
Post it.
I don't. Can we say send it?
How about I got a new one.
Wow.
Engage send mode.
Yeah, but we're still saying send.
Okay.
I think that
word is just totally off the market.
Yeah, I think
can't
we have to develop
send.
A new word. Hmm. A new,
you can't
a new
say send, send. I mean, I don't know the small print in it, but
we're going to have to develop saying.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Stay tuned, yeah.
I really don't need to get sued when I already have
you
no
know?
Money.
Especially we're not making money yet off this.
Yeah, I think for the outro, you know, we... say our goodbyes, and we obviously you're gonna play some Frank, right? Well, how do you not?
We say see you later in Mass. I don't know what you guys.
Okay, so Mass, see you later. We're gonna definitely get some. You know,
I think so. What we'll do is we'll take this, we'll listen to, we'll critique it, we'll make a little, you know, tweaks,
adjustments, minor adjustments,
and go from there. And I think the next segment that you know we're gonna talk about probably will be a little bit
episode one.
Will
the
be
real
episode one,
yes.
Because episode zero means absolutely fucking nothing.
We got our names out there now.
Yeah.
Toothless yeah. Johnny.
Toothless.
Radio Rocky.
Episode one might be a little
this
bit
the last month.
You know what? Alright, grab that broom handle, see if we can fit it in between the gap of his teeth.
Oh, pink sock.
Yeah, actually, send us items that you'd like for us to shove in his mouth.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Actually, do please write that to us. Give me a Twitter account.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be in the bio. It's Rob Real. Very simple.
We're going to create an Instagram, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have personal...
Instagram, and yes, and that way people can send things into us
questions.
On what they want us to put in your mouth. It's going to get weird.
What will fit through the hole?
Wow.
Wow. Instagram, no Snapchat. We don't want
to
fuck that.
You ever
shit
play
no
that
more
game like Chubby Bunny? Like you have to fucking put all the marshmallows in your mouth.
Oh.
You know, man, and then you have to say Chubby Bunny. We're gonna do that to you with that fucking gap in your teeth. We're gonna just see how many different things we can shove in your mouth.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. So
this was a weird, you know, as a sound test, we got real weird.
We got weird. We got weird real fast.
We said we were gonna talk a lot about girls,
I think we talked about guys more. I think.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, I think we touched bases on a lot of different things, like we said we would.
I have a gay friend, so I guess that's good. Like,
yeah, he's probably gonna listen to this and be like, "You're a fucking asshole for saying that," because that's not how that works at all. That's like saying it's okay for me to be racist because I used to have a black president. Like, it's just not
it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I mean, I think it's a choice. You make a choice. You can be whatever you want.
Sometimes, if you say you just gotta roll with it. Man up. Say yes, I said it. Yeah.
PBR is the most racist beer, though. Before we end this, you know, we just got to throw that out there.
I don't think so.
If you guys want to argue it, argue it. That's a good topic for next week.
Argue it next week, because I really don't believe that at all. I think you guys are very patriotic.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and let's end this, and let's meet back up, and we will critique this. Like I said, make minor adjustments. I know we ended this about probably like 10 minutes ago. We said we were going to end this, and we're still going. But we will talk to you guys next time, and thanks for listening.
Stay tuned.